Last year's report by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC, was an eye-opener. It basically said the world has 12 years to keep global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius and avoid catastrophic drought and storms. In Pennsylvania, 2018 was the wettest year to date.
And we know why our storms are becoming more frequent and more intense. We know why our planet is becoming warmer. And we know we need to change course before it's too late.
To change course, and in direct opposition to the Trump administration, Governor Tom Wolf just announced that Pennsylvania will join two dozen states committed to goals outlined in the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. Governor Wolf announced the move at an event to release the state's latest climate action plan. And State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips is here to fill us in. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Kara.
Pennsylvania is the 24th state to join the U.S. Climate Alliance, which is a bipartisan group of two dozen states committed to the goals that were outlined in the 2015 UN Paris Climate Agreement. Is Pennsylvania kind of late to the game here?
I guess in some sense you could say yes, but Pennsylvania is a lot different than the other states in that Pennsylvania actually produces a lot of electricity compared to the others who don't. And Wolf even acknowledged this when he made this statement that the state does produce a lot of electricity, much of it, of course, you know, increasingly with natural gas and also with coal. You know, it makes Pennsylvania the one that really has to go the extra mile to cut their carbon emissions, and given the fact that they produce so much carbon emissions due to the state producing so much electricity for not just Pennsylvania residents, but residents all across the country.
So in essence, it's harder for Pennsylvania to create a climate action plan like this.
In some ways, yeah. I mean, and a lot of other states, of course, have gone a lot farther than Pennsylvania. I mean, you see other states, you know, already doing cap and trade. And Pennsylvania, as you know, has not joined REGI, which is the regional cap and trade program that includes states from the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. You know, it's a regulatory program that limits or caps the total amount of emissions that can be released into the atmosphere. Pennsylvania is pretty much the only one that's not joined REGI. Wolf has already said that it would kind of put them in a difficult position anyway because they do produce so much electricity. Now, the Environmental Quality Board right now is looking at a plan that was primarily produced by the Clean Air Council for Pennsylvania to create its own cap and trade program. Basically they ruled that DEP has to look at this and make a decision about it. So that'll be interesting to see what comes of that effort.
So this latest climate action plan outlines 100 ways, 100 actions to cut carbon emissions 80% by 2050. And those cuts are based on 2005 emission levels. What are some of the actions that are mentioned? I know some of them are what they call more effective.
Yeah, it runs the gamut. They're pushing for these 15 actions that they say will cut emissions 21% by 25 and 36% by 2050. Of course, that falls far short of their goal. But there are things, you know, that would promote energy efficient buildings, you know, electric vehicles, greater renewable energy production. I mean, he also put his weight behind a bill that they're calling 30 by 30, which is they would change the current alternative energy portfolio standards, meaning the amount of electricity that producers are required to produce right now has to be 8%, what they would consider renewable or clean. But they want to bump that up to 30% by 2030. And 10% of that 30% would have to be solar. So that's one of the big things. But again, it's, you know, that would require legislative approval. It's unclear whether that would actually happen given, you know, state of things in Harrisburg, where you have Republicans that are pretty hostile, many of them even to climate change itself. I mean, they've been holding these hearings where they have climate deniers testifying.
Right. Well, how does this plan tie into the fight that's happening right now in the Pennsylvania legislature over bailing out the state's nuclear power plants, which are being touted as carbon-free electricity?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. And at the press conference that Wolf had, he's been very noncommittal when it comes to whether he supports the details of the current nuclear bailout as it is proposed. The plan itself, in order to get to these goals, assumes that we're going to be producing the same amount of nuclear energy in 2025 and 2050 as we are today, which one would assume means that, you know, some kind of bailout would have to happen. But it's interesting because lawmakers from Philadelphia, of course, are pushing for the fact that if they're going to have a nuclear bailout, they want to use that as leverage to also increase other forms of renewable energy production like wind and solar.
Okay, so we have increased renewables, energy efficiency. I think there's some mention of emissions reductions by using electric vehicles. Is there anything unusual in the plan or something that we haven't seen before?
Well, the important thing to note is that this draft report came out in November. So there was nothing significantly different between November and, you know, this week that I could see anyway. You know, he acknowledged that Pennsylvania is a fossil fuel state. You know, a lot of people would say at this point, given the recent IPCC report, you know, we really got to be a little bit bolder and really push for greater reductions and get us off, you know, the carbon energy wheel and get more onto the renewables. It doesn't do that. It does acknowledge that methane leaks from natural gas production is a pretty damaging greenhouse gas. And so it talks about limiting the leaks from natural gas production. I think a lot of people are happy that Wolf came out with this in the environmental community, but I think they're sort of like walking this fine line between, you know, happy that they have a Democratic governor that's doing something, but also feeling at the same time that really, at the end of the day, it's not enough at this point, that the actions that happen have to be a little bit bolder. And also, at the end of the day, I think they're, you know, worried that the proof is in the pudding. Like, what kind of action will actually take place?
Okay, well, thank you so much for talking with me. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
Susan Phillips is with State Impact Pennsylvania, and you can learn more about Pennsylvania's climate plan at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.